It's good to exalt the name of the Lord. Amen. There are times when nothing else matters except praising God. And sometimes even in our struggles, when we learn to praise God in our struggles and exalt God, you'll be surprised how the walls will come down, how the prison doors will be shaken, how God himself will just enter into the room and he will move in a way that you would not even imagine. This is the awesomeness of God that we serve. This is the God that is alive and well. This is the God that we get excited about. This is one of my favorite songs, you know, and every time they ask me, you know, what song do you want us to play? I say, we exalt thee. Because nothing else matters when we praise the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, the ruler of the universe. That is all that matters, you know. And it gets me to smile because I know how awesome my God is. I know what he has done for me. I know how he has moved in many ways, in many situations. And so I can't but explain to you that this God is so great. You have to but taste and see how good the Lord is. Amen. I'm not preaching this morning, so I'm going to turn this over to another brother in the Lord, and he's going to share possibly a testimony or a little sermonette, whatever God lays upon his heart. And so at this time, I'm going to ask Derek to come down. I believe you also have a song as well. So, all right, please make him feel welcome.
Amen, amen. Good to see y'all. I want to ask the people in the car, when you give me an amen, give me another horn, honk that horn again. I want you to work with me. I'm one, but I like everybody to work with me, you know, because we all one mind, one accord in Christ, because it's all about him. And like Brother said, that song, We Exalt Thee, that's one of my favorite too. And I got to looking up that definition of exalt. When he even exalts us, he'll raise us up to a higher rank, into a greater position of power. It's all about him, you know. If we exalt him, he's going to exalt us. He's going to raise us up to new levels in him. If you understand what I'm saying, new levels in Christ. He wants us to move, people. He does. He wants us to move. He wants us to enter into his presence. That's where victory is, in his presence. When you're down and out, when you start exalting the name above every name. Jesus. Can I get an amen, church? Jesus. It ain't about you. It ain't about me. It's about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus. One more time, church. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask you one more time. Give him an amen. Work with me. Glory to God. Even, hey, I'm sorry. And I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be bold. I want you to work with me. I want you to give a hand clap. It ain't about me. But let's get one mind, one accord, and keep our focus on the King of Kings. Amen. Glory to God.
We get just a little bit excited for the Lord. Hallelujah. But where we've come from, as your pastor was saying, and where we've been and what he's brought us through, that's why I love to praise him. I love to sing his praises, and I love to praise him. I'm going to share just a little bit of a testimony before I sing these choruses that my husband's asked me to sing this morning. But starting in January of 2012, we embarked on a journey that was a dark, dark journey. January 8th of that year, we received a phone call that one of our sons had passed away at the age of 20. And for a mother, I thought, being a mother and loving my kids the way that I did and the way that I do, I thought, God, how can this be? And the reason that I'm still standing is because of God. And walking through that dark journey, he never left me. Even though I thought he wasn't there, he was always there. And then not even a year and a half later, we received another phone call that our other son, his twin brother, had passed away. And let me tell you, church, I cried out to God, and I said, I don't understand. And I said, I've been raised in the church my entire life. I started singing. My mother put me on the pulpit on the platform at the age of 2 and started me singing. And I thought, God, I've dedicated my life to you, and I've done all that I could do for you, and I just don't understand. But you know, there comes a time in our life when we don't understand, but he understands. And I went through a very, very dark period of time, but God was there, and he restored. And I never lost my song. I've lost my joy, but I never lost my song. So even in the midnight hour, in the morning hour, in the wee hours of the dawn, he can always be there, because wherever place you're at is where he's at. And this is one of our favorite songs that I like to sing. And I'm not the most talented person on this, on a piano, on a keyboard, but I do what I can do for the Lord. Hallelujah. He is so awesome. I just would love to sing these few little choruses for you before he ministers the word, but it just simply goes. And if you know it, sing along. I love that too.
You are awesome in this place, mighty God. Oh, you are awesome in this place, Abba Father. Oh, you are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. For you are awesome in this place, mighty God. Oh, you are awesome in this place, mighty God. Oh, you are awesome in this place, Abba Father. Stand in me.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise, church. Amen. Amen. Here's one reason why I do get excited about the Lord, because He's changed me. He's changing me. Every day I'm being changed. Every day we must be transformed in Christ-like. Amen. It's all about Jesus. Amen. I got just a, we're going to see where the Lord goes, brother. I don't speak long, never have. You know, I mean, you can get a message in 5 minutes, a powerful message, more probably than somebody that gets up and speaks for 2-3 hours. You know, you got some preachers, and I'm not knocking them, but you got some preachers, but they could be up there for about 2-3 hours, you know. But I feel that I'm going to just let the Lord lead. So if you would, just pray with me, pray for me as I go to the Lord before we bring forth His word. Father, I come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, and I thank you for this opportunity. Lord, I ask you to pour blessings on my brother for asking me to come up here and speak. It's an honor, it's a privilege to get up and speak your word, Lord. I ask you to touch your children. Anoint me, Father, Lord, one more time. I need your anointing. I am nothing without your anointing, Lord. I am nothing without your presence, Father, Lord. Let your people know that we need to enter into your presence. We give you all the praise and glory, Lord, for the opportunity that each and every one of us have. We are blessed beyond matters, Lord. We are so blessed. Bless your children, Lord. Let us walk in victory, Lord. Lord, let your word go forth, Lord, sharp. Anoint our ears to receive and live and obey your Lord. You're not asking for perfection, you're asking for obedience, Lord. Help us to be obedient in Jesus' mighty name. And the church says, amen, amen. I'll say this. A few weeks ago, I had a, or not a few weeks ago, back in 2018, I had a dream. A couple weeks ago, the last time I had spoke at our church, I come home and I'm looking through my drawers and I got all kinds of notes of old studies, brother. You know, or just notes of the church. And I come across this, what I had wrote down in 2018, like 2 o'clock in the morning, I woke up. And it said I was in a house with my sister, and the house started a fire by water. Water caused the fire. So as I'm looking, I don't even remember the dream. We'll get there, and then just I'll let you guys know. I'll say this, you know, some preachers got their own same sayings. Well, I got one too. I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I'm in the drawer. Amen. So just bear with me. I'm not a very good speaker, so I'm asking for the Lord to speak through me. Amen. I want to see you guys blessed. I get blessed by seeing somebody blessed. I get blessed by seeing somebody just worshiping the Lord. You know what I mean? Because His anointing is messy. Amen. The anointing of God is messy. It flows over. It flows over, and people, it's going to get messy, you know. And I'll say this again. To have stability, you have to have stickability. Amen. So let's be one mind and accord. Anyways, I got to looking up water. So just bear with me as I read some of these things. I'm not the greatest reader, but just listen. Water, the definition. This is a biblical definition. Christians are baptized, of course you guys know that, with or in water, symbolizing a purification of the soul and an admission into faith. However, water can also be destructive, as in the biblical flood, which only Noah and his family escaped. Water drowns and erodes, wearing away even the descents, I'm not saying that word right, of stones, giving enough time. Water destroys stone, that rock that's inside of water, you guys know that. Over the time, that's going to be destroyed. Okay, so you got that. What does Jesus say about water? Invitation. For one, He wants to bless you. Revelations 22:17 says, "And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come." This presents the cry of the Holy Spirit to a hurting. Listen, church. This presents, I'll read it again. "And let him who hears say, come." This presents the cry of the Holy Spirit to a hurting, lost, and dying world. You got a job, I got a job. People are lost, people are dying. The Lord's getting ready to come back, church, and it ain't get ready. It's you better be ready. It's time to get ready. It's time to get in His Word and taste, like you said, brother, that He is good. Amen. Let's go on. Let me finish that scripture. Lord, help me. That's all right. All right. And let him who hears say, come. This presents the cry of the Holy Spirit once again to a lost, hurting, and dying world. What the Holy Spirit says, listen. You and I should also say, come. We should be telling the world, come and taste and see that He is good. Taste and see that He can change you. He can get you off of drugs and alcohol. Let me tell you, I was one that was on meth. It had a hold of me. I was on crack cocaine. It had a hold of me. I was a bad alcoholic. It had a hold of me. A bondage. People out in the world need to taste and see that we serve a living God. And we need to be bold. We need to be loud and let somebody know and tell them. Let the Holy Spirit speak through you. That, hey, He's coming. Come and taste and see that He is good. Amen. Can I get an amen, church? Taste and see that He is good. We ain't good, Ray. God, excuse me, bear with me. Paul says that we are as filthy as a minstrel rag. There ain't no good in man. Amen. There ain't no good in man. Jesus Christ is good. He's the living God. He's the living water, the living holy water. Amen, church. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I get excited because He's changed me. And I want to let people know that He can change you. He will transform you. He loves each and every one of us. He came that everyone that would have a life and more abundantly. Are you sharing the good news, church? Are we sharing the good news? Let me tell you, there's some bad news in it too. Hell is real. You might not believe it, but hell is real. People out in the world think that they just know God, you know? That they know God. All right, I know God. I pray. Hey, or do you truly know Him? Are we living for Him? Amen? Let me go on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And whosoever will, let him take of the life freely. Listen, opens the door to every single individual in the world. Jesus died for all. Amen. And therefore, all can be saved only if they come. It's our job to say, come. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's our job. I ain't going to be here long. I'm going to be here long. If that's all right. You guys ain't no hurry, all right? We ain't no hurry. Amen. I'm a crazy person, I tell you. I'm one of a kind. But I love the Lord, you know. He's changed me. Amen. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Glory to God. The more you get into His Word, the more that you'll grow. And Lord, let me tell you that His presence, brother, Pastor Steve, this morning, brother, listen to me. Hallelujah. I woke up, my wife, the alarm, I had the alarm set for like 4 o'clock, but I'm always, even my watch is 10 minutes faster. I'm not one that likes to be late. Amen. Alarm went off. I got up about 4 o'clock this morning. Went inside my prayer room, my study room, and started, just sat there, Pastor Steve, brother. You know what I'm talking about. Just sat there and just dwelled on His Word. I was just looking at the Bible. I wasn't reading the Bible, but I was my whole attention was just thinking. Lord, as I'm coming here and looking at you people, individuals, you know, and I'm thinking, and I can be nervous. Let me tell you, I shake, but it's not a nervous shake. I had an accident when I was a kid, but let me tell you, as I was just sitting there and dwelling on the Lord, Lord, I want you to speak through me. I want you to bless your people, Lord. I want you to raise them up, Lord. I want you to raise them up more like Moses. I want you to raise them up like Daniel. I want you to raise them up like David. Huh? Amen. Come on, church. Raise them up. Raise us up. He wants to raise you up. Listen. This is the title of my message. Now I'm getting to my message. Who was on the Lord's side? Who was on the Lord's side? You remember Moses? Who was on the Lord's side? Listen to this, church. If you want to be a man or a woman of God, you better have an altar. You need to have an altar. You need to have a prayer room. Secretly, prayer room, one-on-one relationship with Jesus Christ. Have an altar. Amen. I am. Listen, this is what this is how. Let me get to my message. I'm getting there. Bear with me. Moses saying, he asked, he said, let me paint a little picture. Let me read the verse too, then I'll paint a little picture. Moses, Exodus 32:26. Moses stood at the gate of the camp and said, "Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me." There's that word come. And all of the sons of Levi gathered themselves together and come. Moses asked the question, who was on the Lord's side? Of course, we know the tribe of Levi stood with God. Are you standing with God? Who's on the Lord's side? Are you standing with God? Who is on the Lord's side? One more time, who is on the Lord's side? I'm here to ask you, church, who is on the Lord's side? Are you really, truly on the Lord's side? Huh? Amen. Praise the Lord. We must be on the Lord's side. Who is on the Lord's side? So I'm standing here. This is just me. This is what the Lord's speaking to me, and this is how I write. So just bear with me. I don't know if it's little bit of this, a little bit of that, but we'll get there. Amen. I'm not going to hold you long. Listen, the Lord is speaking to the church as one body, one mind, and one accord. We are the church. It's really sad. Listen to this. It's a really sad thing. Listen, church. I want you to read this. Just bear with me on this, because I feel this is very important. What the Lord gave to me, and I want to share it to you. It's a really sad thing when we, the church, for one, I don't think there should be S's on church. There shouldn't be churches. It's only one church. The body. It ain't about none of us, but it's about the body, and the body's got to come together, one mind, one accord in Christ. It's about the body. Amen. It's a really sad thing when we, the church, are trying to do things to make sinners feel comfortable in their sin. We as the church, we don't want to hurt their feelings. It ain't about your feelings. Amen. I'll say it. I said this before. My pastor Paul even said it too. I got kids that are not living for the world, but my prayer is to whatever it takes, Lord, grab a hold of them before it's too late, and be prepared whatever it takes. You know what I mean? Be prepared for whatever it takes. It might be something drastic, Lord. I hope not, but grab them before it's too late. You know, until that time comes. Amen. Let's get back. Okay, who's on the Lord's side? We allow sin in the pulpit. We better get back to preaching the true word of God. Jesus Christ and him crucified. The death, the burial, and the resurrection. That's what it's all about. The death, the burial, and the resurrection ain't about you and I. It's about the church, not the building. We are the church. Amen. We are the church. In fullness, listen, and preach the word of God in fullness and strength. I remember when they preached hell. I remember when I was a kid, you feel the heat in your seat in church. You know what I mean? Amen. Let's be honest. Let's be bold. And hey, everybody ain't. Let me get off here a little bit. And as it's been a couple weeks, when my brother asked me, and I'm thinking, I'm like, Lord, because listen, I was never one to get up in front of anybody. You know what I mean? I remember I started playing music at a very young age, but inside a mess in a church that was at, I'd be shaking so bad I couldn't even play. You know, so Lord, this is God. This ain't me. This is God. I'm not one to be out in the front. But let me tell you, we are to be out in the front. The church needs to rise up and be out in the front and tell them and speak in the truth. What thus saith the Lord. It ain't what you say, it's what thus saith the Lord. All right, the page flipped. So just bear with me, okay. Amen, amen. Everybody doing all right? Yep. I ain't boring anybody, am I? Hopefully I'll be asked back. I don't know. I don't know. Praise the Lord. I don't know. That's what I was wondering. I'm thinking, oh, man, because the Holy Ghost get in me. I get to moving, you know. So, I mean, just, I'm telling you, I'm an excited person. And I like everybody to be excited with me, but you can't force anybody. I'm not forcing anybody. Okay, amen. Praise the Lord. Listen to this, church. If you want to be a man of God, you're going to have an altar somewhere. Painting the picture back to Moses. I got off that Moses scripture. This is when Moses was up on the mountain after the Hebrew children. They were free, right? I'm learning, folks. So just bear with me. I'm trying to speak right. He's up on the mountain, and the Lord asked him, or he asked the Lord, he said, how can I tell him? Who should I tell him? Or whatever. And he says, I am the one that asked who is on the Lord's side. Okay, so we must dig deep in prayer. I'm getting off of that now. I'm going to read a few more things, and we'll see what happens. One more time, if you want to be a man or a woman of God, you're going to have an altar. Dig deep in prayer and the word. Prayer is the greatest power on earth that we have. Prayer is the greatest power on earth that we have. It's a one-on-one relationship with Jesus Christ. If there is no altar, there is a powerless pulpit. If there is no altar, there is powerless Christians. If there is no altar, there is a powerless church. A powerless pulpit leads to a powerless Christians, and a powerless Christians leads to a powerless church. You better have an altar. Power, that's where the altar is at. One-on-one relationship, an altar, a prayer room. You got to be in tune with God. Amen? Get in tune with God. Have an altar. Have an altar. Praise the Lord. We need the Holy Ghost, church. We need the Holy Ghost. That's the power. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the power. We need the Holy Ghost. It's a war. It talks about it in Ephesians 6. Put your armor on. We have wounded soldiers out there. You can be the hand to lift them up. It's a war. I'm almost saying I'm getting there. Listen, we need to get out of the way and let the Lord God lead the way. Amen. Lord, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Your will be done. Let the fire fall, Lord. Lord Jesus, help us. Listen, whose side are you on? Who is on the Lord's side? Please listen to me. It says in Matthew 7:21, not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. The repetition of the word Lord expresses astonishment. Listen, as if to say, are we to be disowned? Not everyone that calls, not even, I was talking, I don't know, there's probably, maybe what, 60 people, 50, 60 people here. Is everyone that cries, Lord, Lord, hey, are they going to make it? Amen? Think about that. Only few in number. We're all called, but only few are chosen. Amen? Praise the Lord. We need to get out of the way and let God lead the way. Amen? What does it mean to say that Jesus Christ is Lord? For Jesus to be Lord of your life means that he's the ruler, amen? For Jesus to be Lord of your life means that he is the boss, amen? For Jesus to be the Lord of your life means that Jesus is the master of your whole life, amen? Who is on the Lord's side? Oh, please forgive us, Lord. You are the master of the wind. Lord, you are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords, amen? Amen. He must be given control in our entire life. Our whole life. It's not about us. It's all about Jesus. Amen. And that finished work at Calvary. The death, the burial, and the resurrection. Not us. It's about him. Listen, in Luke 6:46, Jesus was preaching here. He asked this in a revealing question of his audience. And why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say to do? 6:46, I'll say it again, Luke 6:46, Jesus was preaching to his audience. And why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Jesus Christ is Lord only. Once again, he's not asking for perfection, but hey, we can obey. We can be obedient. Amen. I'm almost done, church. I'll let you go. I'm getting hungry. Praise the Lord. Everybody all right? I know I stumbled. Come on, everybody all right? Hey, glory to God. Praise the Lord. We need the Holy Ghost, church. Yes, we do. To those who obey the word, Jesus Christ is Lord. Only to those who obey his word, we must be obedient. He didn't say to those who are perfect. He didn't say to those who which just come to church. You know, you might just come to church faithfully. But is he your Lord? We can be here on time every week. Things just going the way to every way. Do you think that walking in here with a suit and tie and, hey, is he your Lord? Is he that? Only you know. Only you know. Amen. Praise the Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. We need you, God. Amen. Amen. We need you, Lord. Oh, God, help us to be still. Listen. Help us, God, to obey your word. We need you, God, to help us. Yes, we need him to help us. Help us to completely surrender, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, oh God. Are you here to worship him in spirit and truth? Are you worshiping him spirit and truth? We ain't just talking about a song. True worship is obedience. Amen. That's true worship is obedience on your daily life. Amen. You could be vacuuming the floor and still be in worshiping the Lord, you know, in obedience. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know where that went. That's all right. Amen. Are you calling him Lord, Lord, and not doing what he says? It's time to repent. Oh, God, forgive us. It's time. Who's on the Lord's side? A couple more and we're there. Listen, church, we have valleys and mountaintops. Amen. If you are in a valley, there's a reason. Listen to this. If you're in a valley, there's a reason. Because there is a giant there that needs to be killed. There's a giant there that needs to be destroyed. No matter what you're facing, you're going through, the giant is just your steps to go back up to the mountain. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God to the mountain. Amen. Back up to the mountain. Amen. Praise the Lord. Run back to the altar. Galatians 6:2. I can barely read my own handwriting. Be ye one another's burden. Bear ye one another's burdens. Refers to sharing the heartache and shame of one who has spiritually failed. I don't know how many people you've got come to church and then just walk away and don't show up again. Are we talking about them? Are we being like true disciples and going knocking up on their door and, hey, brother, is there anything I can do for you? Amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody all right? Yeah. Amen. Help me out here a little bit. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Pray for others. Hallelujah. That's our job. We need to pray for others. Listen, here's another thing. This is the body. We're about the body. This is one mind, one accord. Confess your faults to one another. Amen. And pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Run back to an altar. You need an altar. We need an altar. Amen. Amen. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you. Wherever you go, who is on the Lord's side? Psalms 118:6. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Who is on the Lord's side? How can a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed according to your word. That's Psalms 119. I'm reading some scriptures. We'll see what the Lord does. Proverbs 27:17. I love this one. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. That's what it is. Iron sharpening iron, being helpful to one another. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about. That's the scripture in the Bible. Iron sharpens iron. We're brothers and sisters in the Lord. We're supposed to be there to help each other out. You know what I mean? Hey, if you're slipping, look, hey, brother, be honest with somebody. You know what I mean? Don't, hey, tell me that my breath stinks. Don't go and tell my brother or my sister that my breath stinks. Come and tell me, sharpen me. Let me know, hey, brother, your breath stinks. Glory to God. Amen. We're getting there. Amen. Hey, I'm sorry. I'm gonna, we got a little bit more, church. You all right? Can I get an amen? Amen. Glory to God. Let's work together. Amen. I know probably people wanting to hurry up and go to a restaurant or something. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Proverbs 27:17 again. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Who is on the Lord's side? Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and hope. Who is on the Lord's side? 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you, except such as in common to man. But God is faithful. Yes, he is. Who will not allow you to be tempted beyond that you are able, but with temptation will also make the way of escape. Amen. That you may be able to bear it. Amen. Amen. And let him who hears say come. We must say come. Amen. I got a couple more and we're out of here. Listen. We will not be perfect, but we can be obedient. Amen. The Lord says, I'm not going to quit, so don't quit. Just because you have failed in the past and doesn't mean that you are a failure. If you failed in the past, don't mean that you're a failure. You are a failure if you quit. Don't quit. Amen. Don't quit. Keep going. Don't quit. Praise the Lord. Amen. Get that altar. Get that one-on-one relationship with God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You're not a failure because you failed. You're a failure if you quit. Don't quit. Walk by faith. Amen. Trust him. Pray, teach me, Lord, to trust you. I will not lose my joy. I love the joy of the Lord. Joy, unspeakable joy he gives me. Amen. Amen. I'll say it again. In your prayer closet, you're not going to feel his presence all the time. You might have to sit there. I'm going to repeat it again. You might have to sit there for an hour or two before his presence enters in. So, hey, and that's work. That's work. Amen. Enter into the presence of God. Let him change you. The only lid on your success is how much praise and glory you give back to God. Praise him in all things. Amen. In all things, we must give him praise. We must remain on his side. Hallelujah. You must have your face set like flint. I am on the Lord's side. He is on my side. I call him Lord. Why are you calling him Lord? Because he is. He's the one that died for me. He's the one that raised me up. He reached his hand down, picked me up out of a crack house. He raised his hand down, picked me up out of a meth house, raised me and picked me up out of a bar. He's changed me and he'll change you. Amen. He's wanting to change us. Glory to God. Last one, and I'm going to ask my brother to come up and close us. Church, we must hide behind the cross. Hide behind the cross. It ain't about you. It ain't about me. It's about Jesus. Hide behind the cross. Let them see Jesus. Do they see Jesus in us? Amen? Do they? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We must hide behind the cross. Let's worship him in spirit and truth. And he gives us joy, unspeakable joy. Love you, my brothers and sisters. You guys be blessed. Keep praying for me. I appreciate it. You know, glory to God, and I'll be praying for you. Amen. It's all about Jesus. It ain't about us, is it? Glory to God.
As they come to do music and play,